Good Vach, I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel ben Meir Chil Mechel Arini Kabaris Mishkavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker. And today we are in Perek Zayin of Melachim Bet. And when Elisha hears the words of the messenger whom we left in yesterday's Perek, who realizes that he's supposed to go ahead and kill Elisha because he realized because of the situation that exists. With Yehoram, and Yehoram understands, wait a minute, the fact that Elisha knew about this and other things, he realizes it's his own responsibility. So Elisha comes ahead and gives a nevuah. Shimu Dvar Hashem, he declares, Ko Amar Hashem, God declares, tomorrow it's going to be a single shekel be able to buy a sa flour or two sa barley. All right. In other words, a donkey's head was costing 80 silver pieces, and now all of a sudden this is the way it is. So in Pasuk Beis, one of the shalishim, one of the king's officers who worked for the king, he says, wow, Hashem, he says, even if God opened the windows in Shamayim, could such a thing happen? And Elisha says, you'll see it. Right? He says, Umisham lo sochel, you'll see it, but you'll not benefit from it. And here's how these things start to go, and the process is put into motion, and this becomes, starting with Pasuk Gimel, this is the Haftorah that we read on Shabbos Parshas Tazria, right? So the Pasuk tells us, I'm sorry, Parshas Mitzora, that there were four lepers, Arbaan, Hashem Mitzora, Im, Pesach Hashar, there were four lepers outside of the city gates, that the Gemara identifies these as none other than Gehazi and his three children. And each one says, what are we sitting here until we die? What should we do? We should go to the Machane Aram. They control everything. Either they save us or they kill us faster. All right? And so therefore, let's go ahead and figure it out. So they get up and they go to Machane Aram and they come into the middle of the Machane. They come into the middle of the camp and there's nobody there. And so they, what had happened, Hashem, the night before, Hashem had caused the army of Aram to hear the sound of an invading force, and they all ran away, right? And so they figured out that what, the people had been screaming that Melech Yisrael must have hired the other mercenaries to come and kill them, and so they ran away, and they left not only their tents, but their horses and their donkeys and everything, and they went back home. So the lepers come until the middle of the camp, and they are walking all around, and they're eating, and they're drinking, and they're taking gold and silver and clothing, and they hid that stuff. And then they came back to another tent, and again, they see what they have, and they start hiding the stuff. So then they say to themselves, what we're doing today is not a good thing. We have a responsibility to turn around and say, it's only a matter of time before people find out about this. We should go report it so that we don't get into trouble. It's interesting, when we think about it, Gehazi had hidden stuff before, and it had gotten him into trouble when he did it, and it caused him to get his own tzaras. So, sure enough, what happens? They went and they reported to the authorities, and Yehoram suggests that that's a trap. He says, they're hiding, they're waiting for us to come to take the food, and then they'll ambush us. So they send two horsemen to check it out, and the soldiers follow the tracks of the army all the way to the Yarden, and they find it littered with all the equipment that that the people from Aram ran away and hid in order to escape. And they reported that things seemed to be the way that the Mitzrayim talked about. And so the people came along, and they looted the area, and sure enough, they figured it out. And it was the situation that it was a sa b'shekel, that a sa flour was going for a shekel, and two sa barley was also going for a shekel. Now, the officer who had made fun of the prophecy, he was on duty at the gate, and the people, in their haste to go ahead and get out and go run for food, He was watching all this happen, right? Vayirmasu osoa'am bashar vayamos. That he got trampled when the people came running out, and he didn't live long enough to be able to have the benefit that came out of it. Rabbi Jachter is an interesting ha'ara, which I think is worthwhile for us to consider as we're looking at Perek Zayin. He says, you know, this is also often a parallel to the fact that very often The Haftorah for Parshas Mitzora is also the one in most years, non-leap years, is the Haftorah that we read in Shul before Yom HaAtzmaut. And he comments and he points out, based on the name of Hagoner of Aaron Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, a year before 1967, a year before Yom Yerushalayim, Rav Aaron had pointed out, and he said that the miracle was carried out through four mitzorayim, but they were spiritual lepers. They were people who suffered with a spiritual situation. And so he said, maybe that's the same thing that we experience today as well, that when we talk about Medinas Yisrael, sometimes the people who get to experience things the first are the less religious, and we have to develop an appreciation that they're not, sometimes we have the opportunity to see them benefit. Not only that, after the Mitzrayim, hear the loud sounds, we see that in the Mohammed HaShachrur, the War of Independence, Israel had a shortage of armaments, but it had a Davidka, and there's a memorial in the middle of Yerushalayim known as the Davidka Memorial, right? And again, sometimes you can hear loud noises, and people freak out, and that worked for the army, and helped them at the time. And of course, the siege of Yerushalayim is something that is similar to the siege that took place against Shomron. And still, there is an importance for us to understand that we need to learn to appreciate things that happen, not to be skeptical like the guardsman at the gate. Sometimes it's important for us to turn around and realize that even in modern times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity to learn the lessons. And the lessons that we can take from this parak are not only the lessons of the fact that we have to be concerned about all of Am Yisrael, and that even those who seem to be less spiritually advanced, sometimes they can be the vehicles for the greatest spiritual development. Our job in life is to look and use the Nevi'im to give us messages of morality that can exist until today. And as we celebrate Yom Yerushalayim on Sunday, tomorrow, we should be able to take advantage of the message of the Nachiyomi today and use it as an opportunity for us to march forward and attach ourselves to realize Nisim Neflos of Hashem and to be thankful for the great things that He's done for our capital city, for our Ira Bira, and bring us Litzion Berina. Everyone have a wonderful week.